best suit, was going to church, would he be?
He's dressed.
He would be dressed up?
Oh, he's dressed up.
And what about a calf? We talked about a calf the other day. What do you call it? Is there a difference in a male calf and a female calf? What you call it?
Bull and a yearling.
And so a yearling's a female.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What about just an unbred female?
It's still a yearling.
And we talked about a swamp the other day. Does a swamp have trees growing in it or not?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does it have to? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, a swampy place is a real wooded area and damp or wet most of the time. And usually, you know, water runs through it.
And what about a low place? In the mountains, you know, that where you go through the mountains, you might not be all the way down, might not be a valley, you just see a place to pass a ride.
Well, now we've got a low place over here that we can't farm very often, and it's just called that low place over there.
What about if you were riding through the mountains on a mountain highway?
A valley.
Well, would there be something that maybe wouldn't be all the way down, would be a valley, just a, you know, we talked about a notch and a gun. Would you ever have that in the mountains?
Notch? No.
What would you call just a place to, where the mountains just came right down, not all the way down to a valley, just part of the way down you could ride through?
Let's see. I don't really know. Is there a word if you...
Some people call it different things, don't they?
What are some things that some people call it?
Well, some people call it a notch, but you wouldn't...
I've never heard of that word. A notch is like a notch in a gun or a notch mm-hmm. on a piece of wood, you know. You put a notch in, you know, if you want to mark or area on a piece of wood, you would notch it if that's as far as you want to... Maybe put your fence wire up on it, you know, something like that.
And now, we were talking about swamps and things a few minutes ago. What do you call those big animals, about this big, that down in the pond at night, you know, they make a...
Hoot owl.
No, a big, make a noise like a river.
Rabbit.
No, what
bullfrogs.
And now, what about the little ones, the sort of like bullfrogs that you hear in the springtime?
Frogs.
That must be...
Those little green frogs.
Is that what you call them?
Green fox and bullfrogs.
What do they kind of hear right after the storm?
Rain frogs.
And is that supposed to be a sign of anything when you see those kind of, those little green ones?
No, except that they don't ever croak till after it rains.
Well, what about it sound like the winter's over or anything like that?
No.
And then there's something, a little animal like that you might just see in your garden and you're supposed to give you warts?
Toad frog.
And, now, what do you go fishing with when you go fishing? What do you use?
Well, I have been fishing, but most people, I work with a lot of people that go fishing. They, a pole, and nowadays it's a reel and rod.
And
fishing pole.
What do you use on the end of your pole? You know? What attracts the fish? What do they bite?
Bait. They say I've got to go get some fish bait. B-A-I-T.
And now, what's the bait? What is that?
Well, there's signs along the road, fish bait or wigglers or worms.
Right,
wigglers or worms.
Do you know the difference in a worm and a wiggler, or is that the same thing?